Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5.
KX93.5, Laguna's only FM station. You're listening to Human Crafted Radio. I'm Zach Churchill, and this is our first day back after a long winter hiatus. Hope everybody had a great New Year's, safe New Year's, and enjoyed their holidays. I'm really stoked because I have Caitlin Lucia back in studio. This is like her biannual traditional in-studio session. She joined me here last summer. She moved to Nashville last February, so she's coming up on a year of that new life, and she grew up here, so she's a SoCal native, and she has a local show coming up. We're going to talk to her about that and more in just a few minutes, but let's get right into it with a live performance. This is a new and unreleased original from Caitlin. It's called Getting Married. Take it away.
I was thinking about going back home to you, I didn't know you would let go, love someone new. It gets easier, they say. It's been a year and I feel the same. Hold on, my love. You said it would always be. Myself staring at the photographs, you were someone else. I've learned to move on with many men and many nights and drink until I'm gone. It gets easier, they say. It's been a year and I feel the same.
Caitlin Lucia live at a Pearl Street studio with an original tune called Getting Married. And wow, welcome back.
Hello.
Welcome to
good to see you.
Welcome back to Laguna. We missed you.
Missed you guys too. It's always a pleasure coming back all the time.
Well, I'm glad that you always grace us with your presence and stop by our studios when you're in town. That song, man, like I always, you know, we have a lot of stripped down acoustic versions, you know, and you're a singer-songwriter, so that's probably how you wrote the song, I assume, you and your guitar.
Yeah.
But like for this one, I could hear this full production in my head.
Yeah.
Of like what a studio version would sound like. I mean, just in my own head, you know, it has this driving rhythm about it, and I heard all this percussion.
It's
a great song.
Thank you.
It really is. It's definitely
very personal.
It's definitely heavy.
You know, very heavy.
Yeah.
And about someone that you're in love with, getting married, and now
that happens.
Like,
you know,
yeah.
That happens.
It's like I'm
when
getting
you grow
older.
Up. Yeah.
It's like in my 20s and everyone's getting married and having babies and living their life. And I'm like, oh, still single over here, going for the dream.
Well, how old are you?
22. So I'm still pretty
young. Yeah, yeah.
But people are getting married.
Yeah, well, people are getting married, but
yeah.
You're definitely you know, living the dream right now.
Yeah.
You're young, you're talented, you're single, and you're living in Nashville.
Yes.
That's the dream. Since you've moved there, has it, you know, impacted your writing? Like, how's that going down there? Because that is, you know, where all the songwriters go for inspiration and community and to write with each other and learn from each other. What's that been like?
Yeah, it's definitely been an experience. Everyone is so good and so talented, so it really pushes me to get better at my craft and pick up more of, like, guitar, learn how to play more riffs. I just bought a pedal, the Jam Man pedal, to try to, like, riff on my own just, like, rhythm, just because it will help me write. And I just want to get better at, like, musicianship wise, you know, and kind of know what I'm doing instead of just playing like GC.
Yeah, so. Good for you. Good for you. Too many people stick with the same three or four chords.
Yeah. Coming from me too. So, but yeah, so that's pretty much it. Just Nashville having a grand old time.
You should stick with that accent for the rest of the interview. So is everybody super nice, or is everybody super fake nice?
No, everyone's really nice. The people that I've come to know have been really nice. You know, I've weeded out the not so nice people and people you shouldn't really stick around. I mean, that's everywhere. But Nashville's definitely full of genuine and nice people.
Have you met anyone famous there?
I have. I've met a few just rad people.
Just kidding. I don't care.
No. Well,
did you meet Chris Stapleton?
No, not at all.
All right. Then
I really roams the streets, but
no,
but,
he lives outside of Nashville. I do.
He was playing. I live downtown, and he like was busking outside for the Grammys. So that was
that's
cool.
That's awesome.
Just random stuff like that happens.
Right on. So you're back in town. How long have you been here?
Been here
for the holidays.
Yeah, since like Christmas Eve. Spent Christmas Eve with my family, and then partied it up on New Year's Eve with my girlfriend.
Where'd you go?
The Wayfair, actually.
Okay, perfect segue, because you're going back to the Wayfair on Thursday night.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
you're playing with your band, the Daisy Train.
Yes.
And what time does that start?
It starts at 9 p.m. It's going to be Sleep State, some of my friends, and then Ginger Root, some more of my friends. They're actually like half the band.
I love Ginger Root.
Yeah. They're all like in my band, so I'm like, let's play.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Is that how we hooked up with them? I don't know. They've been on my show too.
Yeah.
I really
Cameron's
dig them.
Super rad.
Yeah. Cool. So that's this Thursday at the Wayfair at 9 p.m.
Yep.
Okay. I don't want to overcommit myself, but I'll be in the area at 8 p.m. Okay. Like, I'll be free at 8 p.m. in the area.
Well, the door's open at 8 p.m., so perfect.
All right. Maybe you'll see me. All right, that's Caitlin Lucia and the Daisy Train this Thursday. If you're just tuning in, I'm speaking with Caitlin. She's SoCal native, but she moved away to Nashville about a year ago, and she's back in town for the holidays and for some local shows, like we just said, the Wayfair this Thursday. And we just heard a tune. Do you want to play another one for us?
Sure.
All right, what's next?
This one is called Gamblin' Man.
I like it already. Did you write this in Nashville?
I did write this in Nashville.
Is it based on a true story?
It is based on a true story.
All right. Caitlin Lucia live in studio with Gamblin' Man.
Sorry, really
take it away.
How to shoot a rifle gun. He's 5'8" in the Tennessee state and never has a steady woman. He's got a tattoo of the ace of spades on his hand. Chain smokes them cigarettes like my old man. Lives in a place with three roommates and has a broken down Chevy van. Whoa, oh, he's a gambling man in a golden. rides a Harley Davidson with his name engraved in black. Listens to rock and roll and sounds like Johnny Cash. Has no job, never sees his mama, never can be found. He drinks too much liquor to quickly forget how many women that he's been with. He wears cowboy boots and sings the blues and is known as a hit and quit. He's a gambling man and a gold digging pioneer. He's a gambling man and that's just what I need, my dear. Just what I need, my dear.
Caitlin Lucia live on Human Crafted Radio with Gamblin' Man. That is an unreleased original tune. I remember that one. I love that song.
Yeah, I like that song a lot. It's yeah.
I like that you have a. Your voice is rough around the edges. You know, it's got that grittiness.
Thanks.
It has a little bit of roughness in it. I don't like super polished voices.
Yeah.
Because they don't have character.
I agree.
But, yeah, I dig it.
Thanks, man.
It's not, like, too dirty. It's, like, just in the right spots, you know?
Well, thanks. It's a good way of putting it.
Anyway, if you're just tuning in, that was Caitlin Lucia live at our KX 93.5 studios. And she is in town playing at the Wayfair with her band this Thursday. Caitlin Lucia and the Daisy Train, and then also on the bill there's Ginger Root. Also, they are KX veterans, so you're gonna want to check that out.
Definitely.
And then you are back off to Nashville, flying away again.
Back off to Nashville on Monday and waitressing and working at the Grind.
Nice, so. Dude. You're living it. You're living the dream.
But yeah,
man, what has been the most life-changing experience since, or like what has impacted your life the most since you left off to Nashville?
Probably just living on my own and just going for it and getting my own place and living alone and just becoming really independent and not relying on anyone else. And you know, this last year has been such a growing experience, and this year is gonna be very exciting. So,
yeah, excited. You have some exciting stuff coming up, some stuff we can't even talk about on the radio. So I'm just gonna keep my mouth shut, and everybody should follow you to find out what's up around the corner. Where can they follow you online?
You can follow me on Facebook, Caitlin Lucia Music, on Instagram, Caitlin Lucia. Everything's basically my name, so just check it out, and I'll be right around the corner for some exciting stuff.
Right on. Well, thank you so much for cruising by the Pearl Street Studios. We look forward to having you back at least in the summer. So
yeah, thank you so much for having me again. I know it's right the start of the new year.
Oh, it's a great way to start my week. Thank you. It's always a pleasure to have you here, and definitely made my afternoon.
Yay, you made mine. So
thank you. All right. Well, this has been Caitlin Lucia. Go catch her and her band at the Wayfair this Thursday. Here is an original studio version recording of I Was a Fool for Loving You.
Woo.
We'll see you later. Cheers.
This boy didn't want to love me right. Didn't want to sacrifice for me. And this boy trying to get with every gal in this damn town that looks like me.
You broke my heart in two. Yes, you did. No more making me blue. Ooh, 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 ooh. 'Cause I was such a fool. For loving you, you.